Welcome to this guided sitting meditation. Finding a time and place you will not be interrupted. Seeing this as a time we can set aside our usual activities, our usual mode of more or less constant doing, and making time to simply be. And just doing the practice as best as you can, following the guidance if you choose to, whilst always doing what is best for you. So now settling into a sitting posture, either on a chair or on the floor, supported by a cushion or chair, allowing your eyes to close if this is comfortable for you, or allowing your unfocused gaze to fall to the floor. Having your hands resting on your thighs or lap and sitting in a way which enables you to feel firmly supported. Your head and neck aligned with your back, honouring and respecting your body and mind as you sit here. And bringing your awareness to your posture. Taking your awareness directly created by the contact of your body and by what is supporting you. Buttocks on the seat, feet and maybe knees on the floor. Sensations of pressure, warmth, weight moving down, connecting you to the earth. And now moving your attention to the base of your spine and guiding your attention up through your spine, right up to the crown of your head. Feeling the uplift of your body as you sit here, gently growing tall, without pressure, tension, or striving on your part. Just naturally aligned, sitting like a mountain, in touch with the ground, while rising tall towards the sky, in touch with the space all around you, having a sense of dignity, wakefulness, taking your seat. Now gently becoming aware of your breath. Your breath movement in the body. And noticing where you feel most vividly the sensations of breath in your body. Choosing where you are going to move up close to your breath. Maybe the nostrils or the back of your throat, feeling cool air coming in and warm air moving out. Moving down into your abdomen, noticing the sensations of each breath, each in-breath and each out-breath. There is no right way to feel. No need to control your breath in any way. Allowing it to breathe itself. From time to time, you may notice your mind wandering. And when this happens, acknowledging this is what minds do. It's not a problem, a mistake. Taking this opportunity to notice the mind has wandered, and you have woken up. You are aware. This is what the practice is about. Seeing how the mind can take us away from the present moment. So when you notice the mind has wandered, gently bring it back. Escorting the attention back to the breath. Allowing the breath to anchor you back in the present moment. So if the mind wanders 1,000 times, bringing it back just as many times, beginning over and over. With each new breath, each in-breath a new beginning, each out-breath a letting go. Using stretches of silence now to carry on this work by yourself. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Each in-breath a new beginning. Each out-breath a letting go. Remembering each time your mind wanders, this is what minds do. It is just as valuable to become aware that your mind has wandered and to bring it back to the breath as it is to remain aware of the breath. Returning to the breath. Now expanding your focus of attention round the breath, including sensations throughout the whole body as you sit here. Noticing the feelings of touch and contact with the chair or cushion. Contact made by the feet, the buttocks, the legs, hands on your lap as you sit. The air on your skin. Maybe sensations of warmth or coolness. sensations of clothes on your body, tightness, looseness. Aware of the space your body takes as you sit here. The space around your body. The boundary between these two spaces, the skin. Holding all these sensations in awareness. Whenever they come into your body. Allowing them to be just as they are. So sitting now with awareness of sensations throughout your body. And checking in from time to time. To see if your posture is as you intended it to be. A posture that embodies wakefulness and dignity. And again, the attention is likely to wander away from sensations in the body as a whole. And as you notice this, just coming back, reconnecting the attention in a kindly way. But also with a sense of firmness, tuning in to whatever sensations are in your body in this moment. Sometimes sensing your body as a whole as you sit here. Sometimes sensing particular sensations in particular regions in the body. Allowing the body to be as it is. Allowing you to be as you are. Allowing sensations to arise, perhaps lingering, passing away. Being here with whatever comes up, without judging it, without reacting to it. For all of us, as we sit in this way, we find at times feelings of strong sensations which draw the attention away from our focus in this moment. They may dominate the field of awareness. These feelings may be discomfort or intensity. A reoccurring restlessness, an itch, or an emotion. If this is the case for you now, or at any time as you practice, remembering there are choices as how you respond and work with this. One choice is to move, to adjust your body and posture to alleviate the discomfort. And if this is your choice, then as best as you can, bring your attention to what is involved. First noticing the thinking about moving. and, as you move, experiencing the sensations that are created and the effects of the movement on your body as you settle back in the stillness. Back into your chosen posture. Back into attending to the breath and body as a whole. Seeing how that is. So moving the body with awareness. And in this way, the movement is folded into your practice rather than being an opting out from it. Another way of working with discomfort is not to move, but to become aware of it, turning your attention to the intensity of it. Not trying to change it in any way, but as best as you can, moving up towards the place in the body where this experience is the most strongly located. Moving your attention up close to it, as much as feels okay for you in this moment. Gently taking your attention to that edge where comfort begins to be challenged, and staying here. Not retreating, not advancing, not trying to push through the intensity, and not trying to escape from it. Gently exploring it. Maybe breathing in and out of this area to gently guide the attention to and around this place. Maybe softening as you breathe out, investigating what precisely are the sensations within this place. What do they feel like in this moment? And in this moment, and in this moment, do the sensations move? Do they come and go? Not so much thinking about the sensations as having a feeling sense of them. As best as you can, opening and softening to it all. Like an explorer without judgment, with a sense of compassion and care. Just noticing as best as you can how things are for you, moment by moment, as you explore your experience in your body. So if the time comes when the sensation becomes less compelling, turning your attention to your body as a whole, in this body, in this moment, to this body fully alive right now, or if this sensation doesn't subside, making a concise choice whether to remain in present with the discomfort, or to return to your return your attention to the breath. In either case, being fully present with the choice and with yourself just as you are right now. Non-judgmentally. So now letting your breath and body as a whole move into the background of your awareness and bringing your attention to your sense of hearing, to sound. Receptive to whatever enters your awareness. Sound. Not stretching out to reach for sounds, but simply allowing them to come to you. Just as they are. Sounds in the body. Near sounds. Far sounds. Just being aware of sounds arising and falling away. Becoming aware of pitch, volume, intensity, and being aware of the silence between sounds as well. The space out of which sound arises and into which it disappears. Noticing the tendency of the mind to like some sounds and not others. Maybe creating stories around the sounds, labeling them. When you notice this is happening, as best as you can, just noticing where the mind has gone, and then coming back to the direct experience of sound itself. Without effort, keeping it simple. Sitting in stillness. Being aware of sounds and the spaces between sounds. Of silence. Moment by moment. By moment. And again, if you notice the mind has distracted, notice where the mind has wandered to and simply bringing it back to the breath to anchor you before returning to directly hearing and receiving sounds. now narrowing the focus of your attention back to your breath. Home to the breath. Fully present with each in-breath and each out-breath. Aware. Spacious. In touch with stillness. Remembering your breath is there anytime you need it. To steady yourself when you feel unsteady. And now allowing sounds to fade into the background of your awareness and bringing your attention to thoughts. So in this practice, we have focused on the breath, on the body, and on sound. And now as you sit here, opening up to thoughts. Not seeing thoughts as distractions, which take you away from the focus of your concentration. Opening up and noticing thoughts arising, passing by and leaving. Rather like sound as they arise, pass by and leave. You may find it helpful to imagine your mind like the spacious blue of the sky. And thoughts are like clouds appearing in the sky. Sometimes they are thin and wispy. Sometimes thick and dense, large and black. Sometimes seeming to cover the entire sky, whatever size and shape. It simply appears, passes by, then eventually disperses in its own time. The clouds are not the sky, just as thoughts are not your mind. The spaciousness of your mind is in no way affected by the thoughts passing by, any more than the sky is affected by the clouds. So as you sit here, bringing your attention to the thinking process itself, the nature of your thoughts. Some thoughts are harder to watch in the spaciousness of the sky. They draw us into them. We get involved in them with the content of the thought. Like jumping into a whole new world with its own storyline and characters. And before we know it, we are completely caught up in that world. So just noticing how the mind gets caught up in the content of some thoughts. Whenever you notice you are no longer aware of thoughts as thoughts, but have involved inside them. Then as best as you can, coming back to simply observing the thoughts as passing events in the mind as they come and go. Noticing how they arise, linger, and move on. So using this time to practice just witnessing thoughts, whatever thoughts are arising, being present with them, thoughts of desires, likes, dislikes, memories, judgments, obligations, all of it. Playing with the edge of what it is. Noticing a thought and getting caught up inside it. Observing the natural coming and going of thoughts. Some thoughts come with a charge of emotion, sadness, worries, fears. And when this happens, see if it is possible to allow your awareness to include your emotion and to turn toward it, noticing where you feel the emotion in your body. As best as you can, approaching whatever emotion is present for you now with a welcoming, exploring, noticing how, like clouds and like thoughts, emotions arise, come into your awareness and naturally disperse in their own time. And always remembering, if you find thoughts overwhelming or you become involved or carried away in the stream of thinking and feeling, as soon as you notice the process has happened, you can come back to the breath. This in breath. This out breath. This breath is always there to help steady and settle you. Reconnecting us again and again and again. Connecting you with the present moment. And now letting thoughts and emotions fade into the background and letting go now of deliberately placing the attention on a particular aspect of your experience. Allowing yourself to simply be here with whatever naturally comes up. If it is thoughts, then being aware of thoughts. If it is sounds, then being aware of sounds. If it is sensations from the body, then being with sensations from the body. Simply being here in the moment with whatever is, with whatever arises, with gentleness and compassion. allowing it all. Maybe noticing how things shift, move, occur over and over again within your mind body. As your experience unfolds moment by moment. Allowing it to be just as it is. Sitting in the stillness with whatever comes and whatever goes. Being present with it all, with gentleness and kindness. Now narrowing the focus of your attention. Coming back to the breath. Coming home to the breath. Fully present with each in-breath and with each out-breath. Aware. Spacious. Room for it all. In touch with stillness. Remembering your breath is available at any time to bring you back to the present moment. To steady you when you feel unsteady. And as this meditation finishes, recognizing you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself and making time to be who you are, just as you are, practicing the ability to be present with yourself, just as you are. Thank you.